The House Judiciary Committee is ready to begin preparing a report on the disparity between Alaska fuel prices and what it's being sold for in the lower 48. However, no change in the system is expected anytime soon. In a lengthy hearing this morning, members listened to explanations that could help the public understand why gasoline is about a dollar higher than it is in Seattle and California markets. Kip Knudsen, manager of Tesoro's refinery on the Kenai Peninsula, says it's the same gasoline.
Gasoline, even in Alaska, is a commodity.
He says the economic basis of a commodity's price is determined by supply and demand within a market. And one of the economic traits of a commodity is that it doesn't care about the producer.
Everybody continues to say, well, it costs you more to make gas. The commodity market really doesn't care how much it costs us to make the product, because it's all come back down to supply and demand. In the long run, however, if a commodity price falls below a producer's cost, eventually a producer or multiple producers will go out of business. Supply will tighten, prices will go back up. Basic supply and demand.
Knudsen says one of the peculiar aspects of the fuel markets is that the price the market is willing to pay is based on the last barrel into the mix, wherever it comes from.
Basically, a market in Alaska is sort of its own little fuel commodity market. The price is determined by the last barrel into the market. The last barrel is an import. The price of that import sets the price. If the last barrel in the market comes out of a refinery, that sets the price of the market.
Imported fuel that's shipped into the state from the lower 48 is typically more expensive, but normally only by a few cents. Assistant Attorney General Ed Sniffen told the committee that an example of this principle is the tank farm in Juneau, where some 10 to 15 million barrels of fuel are stored. He says the market determines its price when the tanks are topped off, which doesn't happen all that often.
Timing has a big influence on what those delivered in-tank prices are. And it may take Juneau 2 or 3 months to exhaust that supply before it's time to bring more fuel in and replenish. So that the dynamics of fuel pricing in an import market like Juneau, I think Mr. Knudsen mentioned, is a lot different than it is in Anchorage, where we do have refineries.
Sniffen is investigating fuel price discrepancies and looking for evidence of price fixing among suppliers. His report is expected by the end of the year.